The Audiologist, a Phonak podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world listening to this podcast. This podcast is The Audiologist. It's a series created by Phonak to offer audiologists and people interested in audiology just some new perspectives on hearing health topics. This podcast is one of the pediatric series of podcasts. My name's Jodie Nelson, and I'm the Global Pediatric Audiology Manager at Phonak headquarters in Switzerland. And today we're going to be talking to Finn Gomez. Finn is a former Phonak teen advisor, and he is now the Roger Ambassador. We've already had one podcast with Finn, and in that podcast we were talking about his hearing journey, and particularly how he was working with his audiologist throughout his life. And today we're going to be finding out a bit more about what's he passionate about and how can we deal with his hearing in perspective with that passion. So welcome back, Finn.
Thanks for having me again.
Not a problem. So Finn, I believe you're in Europe for a very exciting event.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm actually here with my college marching band, the Spartan Marching Band, at Michigan State University. And we are performing in the Mid-European Music Festival in Austria, Schladming, Austria, the base of a ski mountain. We're performing a big show in the called the Tattoo. We're competing. It's not necessarily a competition, but there's some competitive aspects too. I think we're here just to play. And we are very unlike every other band here.
How's that?
So every band here is traditionally 60 people, at like the most.
That's a pretty big band,
isn't
it? That
is a pretty big band. Yeah, they're military-style bands, waltzes and polkas and military marches. Stuff like the Salvation Army bands, basically. Mm-hmm. We're 330 people strong.
330 people?
Yes. So there are just in the trumpet section alone, there's 52 trumpets and 8 E-flat cornets, which play, the higher stuff. And from there, about 60 total trumpets.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have as many trumpets as we do one of the small bands performing.
Wow. It must be massive and an incredible sound.
Yes. I like to say we're one of the best, but that's subjective. And of course, it's the wall of sound. We perform at every home game, and it's truly just something amazing to be a part of.
Wow. So what do you play in the band?
I play the trumpet. So I love playing it. I've been playing it for, I want to say, since sixth grade, so about 7 years now, 8 years now, and I love everything about it.
So how did that passion for music start?
The funny thing is, and most people don't really know it, but I actually wanted to play percussion. And to play percussion, you have to sign a permission slip. Because I think it was something to do with, you have to borrow something, right? Or you hit stuff, so you have to be careful. And I forgot to turn the permission slip in. So I guess it was just destiny or fate, and I ended up playing trumpet because my band director said, you have to do something, and I didn't have the permission slip that day.
And so trumpet it is. And are you glad that you forgot to hand in that permission slip?
I am. It changed my life. I had so many great experiences with it. I had amazing people along the way, my middle school band director, Mr. Noble, high school Mr. D'Angelo, and now my current university professors where I'm still studying the trumpet.
Cool. So let's just think about that specific aspect of your life and how it relates to your hearing loss. Did you need to do something specific with your hearing aids in order to be able to cope in your band practices?
Yeah, so that's actually something that a lot of people have questions about, because it's something that's always changing and I'm always trying different things. There's days where I wear one hearing aid. There's days where I wear both and they're as loud as they can possibly be, as quiet as they can possibly be. And I'm always trying something new because mm-hmm. music is always changing and so are the hearing aids, I've had different hearing aids for the years and they've all needed different things to work the correct way. Recently, we've been doing a music setting where there's no restrictions. It's completely open, no reduction, very little filtering, and I change the bass, treble, whatever I need to do to make it more effective in the ensemble that I'm in.
So when you say that you change the bass and the treble, do you do that through the MyPhoneAck app?
I do. I use the MyPhoneAck mobile app, and I originally got into it because I like controlling the volume without having to touch my ears.
Uh-huh.
And then one day I was like, oh, what are those three little lines at the bottom? And I clicked it, and I was like, this is pretty cool how much you can actually change like on the hearing aid itself. And no one ever told me I could do that, so I was shocked.
And I guess the benefit of that is when you are sitting in your practice or your performance or whatever it is that you're doing, you can do it right there and then. So you're adjusting it for that specific situation.
Exactly. It's not like when I was a kid and I had to wait till the end of the day to talk to my mom. And my mom had to schedule an appointment to go to the audiologist, and it was another 3 weeks before I could get in.
And so let's just continue to reflect on what happens in band practices. Do you really rehearse with 330 people every time?
Yeah, just about every day. So it's Monday. We have two different sections starting at 4. Every single day during the week at 4 o'clock, right in the nose, we start the fight song. Bum, 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 bum. And every single day, like clockwork. I mean, it's in my nightmares.
So let me just think about this. If you're just having a trumpet rehearsal, then you're there with at least 59 other people. If it's the full band who is rehearsing, then you're there with a lot more. So it must be super noisy there just from the people moving about and rustling and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much ambient noise already on a college campus too.
Yeah. So how do you go about hearing the band conductor? That would be a very challenging situation for you, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of different options for it, and it's always changing. Whether it's, you know, you have your hearing aids on, you have the volume up, or you have speech focus. But there's also a really, really cool other solution that I've worked with Phonak and my audiologist to figure out, where you use Roger repeaters.
Okay.
And you have them set up, usually coming down from like the press box, or if your director's up on a tall tower, where they wear the Roger microphone, and you have the repeaters coming down as close to the field as you can get them, and they're connected to your hearing aid. So you have a direct link to your director.
So potentially you'd be hearing the band conductor better than the other kids around you.
Oh, you'd absolutely be hearing better than the other kids.
Because it's going straight from there, regardless of the distance, straight into your hearing aids.
Yes, most of the time in high school I was usually, hey, what did you just say? And I mean, there were even times where kids without hearing loss would ask me, and then we'd all be lost.
So that's a really specific place where Roger is super beneficial for you.
Yes, it's one of those things where it might not be the intended design for stuff like that, and it's ways that you can use it creatively to work just for you.
Yeah, and so how did you come up with that solution? Did your audiologist help with that?
I want to say with a combination of my audiologists, Phonak itself, you know, I reached out to different people here, and it was kind of just, when I heard about the repeater, I was like, that's pretty cool technology. So stuff like that, it all came together over time and from different people.
And using that flexibility and thinking outside the box like you have mentioned before.
Yes, it's different, but you might need to be different to make it work for you.
So, Finn, you're 19 at the moment, is that correct?
Yes.
So you probably ask this question a lot. Where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
That's the money question right there.
Money question.
I know. I think my life has changed so much in the past 4 years. It's really hard to imagine myself in 10. But I do a little bit of everything, and I want to keep doing that. You know, I've gotten to travel so much and see so much, and I want to keep doing it because there's still, I've seen nothing. I've seen nothing. I just want to travel. I want to be able to meet new people. Wherever I'm doing in work, I hope I'm enjoying it. Working with my family business and keep continuing music and just continuing to enjoy life and not feel like I'm being held back.
So you've got a number of tools available to you at the moment. You've got your hearing aids.
Yep.
And you've got Paradise hearing aids, yeah?
Yep.
And so you've got the MyPhoneAck app. And you've also got the Roger. So you're probably set with the technology to get you through those different situations.
Yes. This, I mean, I am still figuring out new features every day. I don't see these getting old. Like, this is almost feels like one of those things that could be timeless, you know, because what more do you need at this point, you know?
So that raises a really good question. What more do you need? How do you work with your audiologist now?
So I think the question for what more do you need is, we don't know what we need sometimes. And when you get these new features, it drastically alters, you know, how good it can be. And then you have a whole new, the bar is raised even more. And every single time a new hearing aid comes out, there's new features that you went, they can do that too? And that really just keeps adding on and adding on to all the amazing features to make it more part of you and your life.
And I guess that it's your audiologist who would provide you with that information.
Absolutely. And that's one of that's who you're in touch with. That's the only really person that has any experience with hearing loss if you're not from a family with genetic hearing loss or something like that. And those audiologists that do take the time to work with you and care for you, they're understanding what they're giving you. And they want you to succeed so you keep coming back and you continue to enjoy life.
How do you get to see your audiologist? You're in Europe at the moment. You're busy with university. You're playing your music. How do you make that happen?
So a lot of times it's email, but now recently with remote support, it's becoming incredible. You know, it's customizability and you can change it on your phone. But if you need more specific, you have remote support. So there's so many options now to take control of your own hearing.
So from what I'm hearing you say, you haven't had a chance to use remote support yet, but that would definitely be something that would fit in with your lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I could, to go along with the 10-year question, in 10 years, I definitely see myself being almost completely virtual with hearing support. And, hey, I need this. All right, you know, so we're sending it over later today.
Cool.
And you got an update to your hearing aids.
Who knows what will happen in 10 years, hey?
I know, I can't even imagine.
So, Finn, we're coming to the end of our podcast. Is there anything that you would like to add, any message that you would like to give our audience?
Absolutely. I think I want to start with saying, if you're listening to this podcast, you're one of the good ones, and we appreciate you, all your patience too, because it means you care and you want to be better, you want to continue to learn. But to go along with that and what I said a little bit in the other podcast is, continue to give your patients choices. And if you haven't already, do it, you know. It's their life. And, you know, I know it's your job and you know a lot more than they do. That's true. But they're the ones that have to live with it. So even if you know it's not going to work out for them and they're really adamant for it, give them the choice. And with the technology we have now, you can change it remotely. I mean, by the time they get home, you could change it if they hate it. And there's so many options now. They have the phone app where, you know, my Phonak app, where you can change your settings instantly if they don't want to go back to the audiologist. There's options. And then give them more resources. You know, they already have you. You might be the only connection. So give them, there's Hearing Like Me, you know, it's an amazing website. There's everything on it. I mean, there's music, sports, people from all around the world sharing their stories. I wish I had known about that growing up. It'd be really interesting and something I think I would have connected to really well. And there's always new things on it. So give them those options and maybe try to connect them with other people with hearing loss. And, you know, if they're looking for that, of course. But there's always new ways and there's always new ways to improve. And just by listening to this podcast, you're already doing the right thing.
Thank you so much for your insights, Finn. I found it really inspiring listening to you and hearing, you know, where you're going with your life and your unlimited life. You know, just because you have a hearing loss doesn't make it impossible for you to do anything. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Absolutely. And I always say it's, I never know what I don't have. So I only know what I do have. So I'm just going to keep going and doing what I do the best.
And so finally, to wrap up this podcast, for the audience, you've got a number of different options that you can look at here. Finn has spoken a lot about My Phonak app. You can go and download that from the Play Store, connect it to some hearing aids and have a play with it yourself. Because, of course, with My Phonak app, you also get access to remote support. But for the little ones, there's also My Phonak Junior. And with My Phonak Junior, they have limited controls so that they can cope with those controls far better than the full app. but you also get remote support with MyPhoneAct Junior. And there's one other place that you can go to and help you to guide your kids, and that is to hearinglikeme.com. So thank you so much for listening. We're not going to be talking to Finn again in this series, but hopefully later when he's had other experiences as the Roger Ambassador, we'll be hearing from Finn again at another time. See you later, and thank you for listening.
The Audiologist, a Phonak podcast.